98.9 WMMO. Soft rock and roll of yesterday and today. It's a full hour coming up at 8:30, commercial free. Hope you enjoy that. Stick around. That's Fly, Sugar Ray, and Elton John Saturday night. Well, that's coming. 7:08, 8 past 7 o'clock. It's Sean and Deborah here. Good morning.
Good morning. Still waiting for the sun to come up, but when it does, we're going to see a lot of sunshine today. Not a lot of heat, though, with the high only reaching 70. Right now, it's 52.
All right. You fuzzy-headed Gator fans, congratulations.
Yeah.
Big, 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 big win.
Absolutely. So huge.
So they'll be happy coming into work today. They might not be in the best of shape, but they'll be happy.
If they come in.
Yeah, that's right. And we'll get you, all you Gator fans, and get you on the road out there and where you need to be in just a second. Hey, you know, our Lunchtime Rewards are coming up. You can pick up free tickets to see Hart at the House of Blues coming in March. Drop us a line, lunchtimerewards at WMMO.com, with your name and one of your favorite songs that we've played in the lunch hour, and they're going to pick one of those to win. And it could be you. All right, WMMO travel time traffic in Longwood on 434. We've got something might be slowing you up. Let's find out what's up.
Yeah, Sean, that's going to be in. I'm Jim Grant with travel time traffic on 98.9 WMMO.
Well, these days, it's all hail the dollar store. We've got a couple of do's and don'ts for you.
Now you get a second chance.
You get the best deal.
Hey, morning, 712, 12 past 7 o'clock. It's Sean and Deborah, and that sun making its way up slowly. Must be a Gator fan, was up late.
Yeah, exactly. Hungover.
But it will be out, and it will be a nice day.
Yeah, it will. We're going to see lots of sunshine today. Just not very warm day today with a high reaching 70. Right now, 52.
All right. Jim's got the update. Something's going on in Apopka out OBT way. I don't know exactly what it is, but if you're on OBT in the Apopka area, you might see some flashing lights in there. So we'll be checking that out. All right. Well, it's all the rage these days. Reservations now required at your neighborhood dollar store. It is one of the most popular places in town these days.
Yes, it is.
Do you go yourself?
Sometimes.
Sometimes I get out there just to see what's new. There are a couple of things that are good to buy in dollar stores and other ones that are not. I thought I'd touch on a couple of them and tell you where you can find the rest of the list here. They say it's a great place to get cleaning products.
Yeah.
Except dishwashing liquid. They say sometimes it's not the bargain. It said, yeah, the stores sell name-brand dishwashing in 11-ounce bottles, but you get 32-ounce bottles at supermarkets for as low as $2.
Okay.
So it actually costs you less. Gift wrapping and gift bags are really big there.
Oh, yeah.
So if you want to score on saving some money on that, that's what I'm... some greeting cards, simple tools, hammers, saws, stuff like that, those kind of things. Grooming tools.
Kitchen
and
utensils.
Yeah, yeah, some of those, except knives. They say the knives aren't good because they get dull real quick.
All right.
All right. And socks, of all things. Well, they say some of the dollar store socks are some of the things. Not to buy. Some of this makes sense. Baby food, you'd want to skip that. Bottled water isn't the bargain, it seems.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, they say it's actually not as economic to buy bottled water in dollar stores. Extension cords, because they're just not as, UL listed and all that stuff, so you don't want to be skimping on that. Vitamins might not have the nutrition that they're supposed to. Also, batteries are not the deal. The off-brand batteries. Pet food.
Right.
You don't want to do that. And some of the off-brand foods, some of the brand name foods you might recognize, they might be okay, but some of the, company you've, never heard of.
Yeah. Avoid it.
Don't be taking, their word for it.
Yeah, so. No.
So anyhow, that's the list. But if you want to catch the whole list, it's on a website called Wallet Pop. It's got some pretty cool stuff on there. I look in there pretty frequently myself. So walletpop.com.
All right.
That's where you can find it. Hey,
good
save
bargains.
Save you a nickel or two. Why not?
We need it.
That's right. Because there are lots of people out there waiting to take it.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, boy. 98.9 WMMO.
I take two. Okay.
98.9 WMMO, soft rock and roll of yesterday and today. Living on a Prayer, that's Bon Jovi. And the Beatles before that. That's kind of music you get around here. A little bit of everything from all the eras. All right, it's Friday morning, and it's going to be a nice day. Let's check out those details and tell you what the rest of the forecast for the weekend is going to be and fill you in on stuff. We're Sean and Deborah, and Jim's got a look at the roads. Not doing too bad. He does have one incident in Longwood. I think it's clear enough, though. It's 7:23, 23 past 7 o'clock.
And it is still 52 degrees. Here's an update. Right now, it's 52 degrees. I'm Deborah Roberts.
And I'm Sean Burke, coming up for you. Full hour of music, commercial free, to start your WMMO workday at 8:30. .9 WMMO, soft rock and roll of yesterday and today. Got a full hour of music, commercial free, set to go for you at 8:30. Why don't you join us, or better still, stick around. That's U2-1, David Bowie, before that changes. It's Friday. That feels good. It's 7:35, 25 before 8 o'clock. Rashawn and Deborah, glad you could join us today.
And it's going to be another beautiful day today with a lot of sunshine, just not a lot of heat, with the high only reaching 70. Right now, still 52.